This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
We do have a little Skip Bayless on Tua.
Oh, putting egg on his face as usual.
The guys from the, what is it? Undisputed, undefeated.
It's undisputed. Him and Shannon.
Shannon. All right, talking about Tua. Go ahead, fire off.
By the way, I've never seen a young player commemorate his first game action, even in mop-up duty, by going back out and sitting where your drive stalled at the 15-yard line and just soaking it all in and then FaceTiming your parents.
Well, considering the journey that he would probably wasn't even supposed to be playing with that hip injury, because Bo Jackson had that hip injury, and he never played another down.
So how can you take a kid fifth overall when you're that shaky about his future?
Modern medicine has done amazing things.
Yep, he's right about that. He's wrong. Completely different hip injuries. If he would have had Bo Jackson's hip injury, he doesn't come back. It's a different hip injury. But it's still a hip injury, and it's still scary. And Shannon is right. Modern medicine has made, you know,
that Bo Jackson thing. I mean, the blood circulation had ceased, and like it was dying.
It was bad.
Yeah,
it was bad. So it's sad, but he didn't have that bad of an injury. Thank the Lord. But it's just one of those things, folks, where, and Skip is right. He's never seen that. I don't think he meant it as an insult, actually. When you listen to it, the tone of it, it was just something like you'd never seen anything like that. But then again, we're all different human beings, and we all connect differently with our parents, our friends, our coworkers, whatever. Tua has an incredibly close relationship with his parents. And he's a spiritual guy. And that's that was a spiritual moment for him. And I tell you what, I give Shannon a lot of credit, because I think he kind of nailed it, the road the kid's been on to get back to this point. And when you take the field in the NFL and you make a couple of passes and you convert the only third down in the game, okay, he didn't accomplish anything in the big picture, but in his life he did, because he came back from a brutal, you know, injury, and now was able to get drafted and was able to make it onto the field. And so now the next step is, let's have a career.
Plus, like you pointed out yesterday, his parents have been at all of his games.
Yeah.
This is the first one they missed.
Yeah.
You know?